Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
This budget represents our best opportunity to forge a new path here in Michigan.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer presented her first budget today, a $60.2 billion plan for fiscal year 2020. That's up 3.6% over this year. It's got new spending on education. It strips away the pension tax enacted by Governor Snyder and pays for that by expanding Michigan's corporate income tax to companies that had been exempt. And as you have likely heard, it raises money to fix the damn roads by phasing in a 45-cent a gallon tax on gasoline.
We can put Michigan on the path to prosperity to help people get ahead and attract more business to Michigan. Or kick the can down the road and watch as our roads get worse, our kids fall further behind, and more communities find problems with their drinking water.
Here to help us break it all down is Zach Gorchow of Gongwer News and Michigan Radio's political analyst, Zoe Clark. So a governor's first budget, it really is the best shot at making big changes, isn't it, Zach?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, you've got the momentum that you earned in winning election the previous cycle. What is it that everybody sort of gravitates toward? It's the new, the different. And unlike, at the end of a governor's term where you're pretty much steady as she goes, this is a governor's best opportunity to say, this is what I was elected to do, work with me.
Did she accomplish the goal of trying to say I'm addressing my campaign promises?
Well, sure, absolutely. And, you know, what she had talked about as candidate Whitmer is also what she's talking about as Governor Whitmer. Did she talk about per pupil funding and schools? Check. Did she talk about infrastructure? Check. And did she talk quite a bit about fixing the damn roads? Check, check, and check.
All right. Well, let's start with schools, Zach. Tell us what is there, first of all, for K through 12?
Well, you've got, I believe, an increase of about $507 million. This would translate to a reasonable, not gigantic, but a decent increase in the basic per pupil amount. This is the grant that the state gives to school districts to fund their basic operations. I don't know that it's an amount that's going to, blow anyone away, but I think what the governor is hoping is that increases she's stacking on top of that for special education students and at-risk students will really start to tilt the school funding formula more toward the actual costs of educating students. As a number of experts have said, is necessary that the way the formula works now is sort of one size fits all. And so, for districts that have students that have greater needs, there's going to be a fair amount more money than they're getting now.
And there was this interesting moment, right, when Budget Director Chris Kolb, a former rep from Ann Arbor, actually was talking about that and brought his own personal story, saying that he was a kid that needed more help in school and that he believes that if in his school district he hadn't had, there was not the money, he would not be where he is today. I thought that was a really interesting moment.
And what about higher ed and cyber schools, Zach?
Well, on higher education, the governor has proposed a 3% increase in state aid to the state's 15 public universities. That's on average. I don't believe it's equal amount for each school. I would think that the universities will be fairly pleased with that, given that they have been struggling to get back to where they were prior to the big cuts of the 2011-2012 fiscal year. Cyber schools, Governor Whitmer is trying something that Governor Snyder did unsuccessfully, which is to reduce the amount they get per student. These are the charter schools that are done purely online, largely by charter school authorizing entities, but also some regular school districts have them as well. The theory being that you don't have the brick and mortar transportation costs that a standard school district has, so why should a cyber charter school get the same amount of money that a brick and mortar charter or brick and mortar traditional public school gets?
Okay, Zach, and give us the sense of, broadly speaking, what's the budget got for clean water?
Well, there's quite a bit of money in there to deal with things like lead service line replacement. There's money for PFAS abatement. you know, there's definitely, I think they're putting in $120 million in a supplemental appropriation for the current year on clean drinking water. Basically looking at the thing, kinds of things we've been talking about for several years now, which is lead service lines, lead, dealing with lead fixtures in schools by instead paying for hydration stations so that kids won't have to use ancient drinking fountains that might have lead components.
Zoe, Governor Whitmer is calling for some targeted tax relief, starting mm-hmm. with doubling the earned income tax credit from 6 to 12%. Remind us what that is and what it means to lower income working people.
Sure. Known as the EITC, it's the earned income tax credit. It's for working families. It was cut, as you mentioned, where it was cut to 6%, again, as Zach is talking about, during the years under Snyder and a Republican legislature. Interestingly enough, just last week, Democratic State Senator Jeff Irwin introduced legislation that would increase it again. So again, really targeted tax breaks for working families here in Michigan. And it means they get some more money back from their taxes.
And retirees will be happy with the word she wants to repeal the pension tax.
Well, and that was another thing that she has talked about for a while. And again, as Zach and I think, Zach, right, we were talking about this last week, that over and over again, though, what you're hearing is, you know, all of these things that are going to create holes in the budget, right, that are going to mm-hmm. take money. And so then again, the question is, how do you put money in the budget to be able to pay for all these, like the pension tax repeal, like more money for schools? And this is really where, I'm going to say it, the rubber hits the road.
Zach, tell us, how does the governor see that happening? How is she going to, where is she going to shift that tax burden from these lower income and retirees?
Well, she wants to pay for the repeal of the pension tax by expanding the way certain types of businesses are taxed. So if a business is formed as a C corporation right now, they pay a 6% corporate income tax. Other entities, like LLCs, S corporations, proprietorships, they don't pay that tax. They just pay the same old 4.25% income tax that the rest of us pay. So the idea here is to bring those other entities up to the 6% level. She's calling it parity so that businesses are taxed the same. We've already seen a big pushback from some of the small business groups that this is unfair. And there will be a big fight to stop this.
All right. Now let's get to the one that's caught all the attention. Governor Whitmer says she wants to raise fuel taxes to fix our roads to 45 cents a gallon more at the pump. Stateside's Tyler Scott headed out to see how drivers feel about that.
I hate it. It's stupid. That isn't going to be the answer. You know, and as a retired person, 45 cents a gallon, that's going to kill a lot of trips.
Well, the roads are pretty bad. Really bad. I don't know if that's going to help. Yeah.
I think if it was designated strictly for the road and not rolled into some other general fund, I'd be willing to pay the extra money strictly for roads.
I don't think this should be done by that way. I think it should be done a different way where they do need to be fixed because they're unsafe. I think it should be a different route.
That was Dave Linebaugh, Jennifer Franco, Tom Sletten, and David Norman. Zach, what are your thoughts on this immediate reaction from drivers?
This is a Herculean task. I mean, it's. I hate to use words like dead on arrival because you want to give the governor a chance to make the case for this proposal, but you can already see it from the Republicans who are in the majority. They're not using those words, but they might as well be. And you know, for motorists out there, this is a huge ask. This would give Michigan far and away the highest gas tax in the country. Now, you can also say, and it's true, Michigan has the worst roads in the country. It is underinvested for years. The governor made this point earlier today that, yes, this is a huge ask. She recognizes that. But they have to get $2.5 billion more per year to bring the roads back up into acceptable condition. And unfortunately, that, you know, you could try some other mechanisms, but they're all going to be pretty painful. One of them is a 45 cent per gallon increase in the gasoline tax. But, you know, what you heard there is exactly the kind of stuff that the governor is going to have to battle, which is people saying things like, find another way, or, you know, hey, I thought the, you know, marijuana money was going to do this, or what about the lottery? I mean, ideas that will simply come nowhere near generating the $2.5 billion is going to test the governor's powers of persuasion to the nth degree.
And Zach, you've seen way more of these budget proposals than I have, but I can't remember the last time that you've actually seen a budget director go through the other possibilities. I thought that was fascinating when Director Kolb is like, or we could do this, or we could do this, but we decided not to. And I just thought, wow, this is the option that we're at, where it's like they're showing what they're going to want to do compared to the other least worst or other worst options. I don't remember seeing that anytime recently. That was fascinating.
Well, it's been an interesting breakdown. We want to thank Zach Gorchow of Gongwer News, as always, and Michigan Radio's political analyst Zoe Clark. We'll have lots